Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And, Mike, are you already on the water to beat the heat, or are you still at the Spots and Dots Lake House?
Oh, Don, there's going to be no fishing for me today. Too much heat and not enough tide, so I elected to schedule my trip a little later in the week when the tide comes back.
Oh, okay. Well, are you going to be hanging around the lodge today?
I may be headed that way for a little bit first thing in the morning.
Well, I'm going to be over there about 10 o'clock. I'm meeting the TV crew from WYES, Public Broadcasting. We're going to be taping, as you know, the recipe. We're going to be cooking for them there at your lodge on next Tuesday. And the TV crew wanted to do a pre-shoot survey of the site. We're going to go check out the site and get things set up. They want to get a handle on how to set things up when we get out there so we'll be prepared. So if you're going to be around there, we'll see you.
Well, maybe I'll adjust my plans a little bit to come by and shake your hand.
Well, and then next week, whoever your crew is, maybe we'll leave some of those game bird pepper poppers we're going to be cooking around for them to dine on after their trip, a little snack for them.
Sounds well, good.
Yeah, I saw the tide, 0.4. That's not good, and it's hot. So, you know, a lot of people don't opt to go fishing during those times, but I'm sure you got to fish some during the week. Did those switch around variable winds give you any problems?
Not really, Don. The heat that we've had seemingly the last month has really got the fish in deeper water. That seems to be the theme with all your field reporters. We're fortunate in the Wrigley's area to have quite a few areas that have very deep water. Wrigley's Pass is deep. Unknown Pass is deep. Catherine Pass. Even Miller's Bayou's got some deep areas in it. So those areas are pretty safe from any wind direction, unless it's, you know, straight down the pass itself. But the north wind was not a problem at all. It was kind of welcomed. Felt pretty good early in the morning. And we just staged up on some of those deeper areas, live shrimp or even plastics on the bottom. And we've been catching a variety of mostly trout, and mostly white trout with a few speckled trout mixed in. There's the occasional sheephead, black drum, even a redfish or a flounder may find its way into your box.
Mike, you experiencing the same situation as some of our other areas with the enormous amount of small, undersized fish that have to be released with regard to the new speckled trout regulations?
Yeah, Don, there's quite a few trout that or 12 inches or over, but under 13. And it's a great opportunity to educate our fishermen on, you know, the importance of releasing those fish, because those fish are mature enough to spawn. And they will, if released safely, they will spawn again and give us even more fish in the future.
Yeah, and we want to thank you for working with us on producing those commercials, those public service announcements on behalf of CCA with some proper catch and release techniques, because I think that can go a long way. And just, if nothing else, just making the public aware that, you know, just because you got one fish and you're releasing it, when you multiply that out times the 600,000 fishermen that are out there, that certainly adds up on the number of fish, and it's a good conservation move to take as much care as you can to get that fish released to fight another day and become someone else's keeper fish a little bit later on. Mike, moving on to redfish, what would you suggest somebody looking for a redfish on a low tide, hot water day like today?
Actually, same thing applies, Don. You'll want to move to some larger bayous that are relatively deep, and you'll fish the secondary edge or the first drop off along those deeper bayous, and those redfish will get in deeper water that's moving, where they can try to stay cool, have good amounts of oxygen, and still get some, you know, still have the opportunity to feed. But they'll definitely move out of that hot water that just gets too hot. And when it does heat up like that, it doesn't have as much oxygen.
Got it. Anybody doing anything at the bridges right now? You know, that's deep water, but this time of the year it has a tendency to slow down. Although, if you're looking for the mixed bag, the sheephead and the drum and maybe some freshwater catfish and mix in a few white trout and make a nice box, what's the story on the bridges?
Well, what my pattern is, you know, first thing in the morning, we'll try hitting the deeper passes that we talked about earlier. And then if that slows down or we catch enough, obviously we head in. If not, and we want to try to put some sheephead or drum in the box, we head for the shade of the bridges and we'll fish in the shade. And that shade will also attract fish where they can get out of that sunlight and the water will be a little bit cooler feeling. You know how it is for us, just walking in the shade, it feels cooler. And it seems like it's the same for the fish. And we like to fish the front edge of the shade. So we think the fish sit in the darker water, and as the current brings the bait to them, it provides an ambush.
All right, now you've been keeping an eye on the marsh across the street over there for me, haven't you, for the little blue wings flying around?
I have yet to see any, but I would imagine soon, especially with the north wind and a little bit cooler humidity or lower humidity and a little cooler temperatures in the morning, I would expect pretty soon we start seeing some.
Well, I know you've been seeing the whistling ducks because they pretty much stay there almost year-round now.
Well, those are smart. They know Louisiana's paradise. Why leave?
Yeah, you got it right. Well, Mike, somebody wants to get in on the list there and get a trip booked for their crew if they want to come in from out of town and stay at the lodge or if they're just looking for a quick day trip. I got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, with a link to yours, AAofLA.com. Give them the telephone number if they want to give you a call and, first of all, ask, because a lot of people have questions about fishing. You know, what type of gear, how far do we run, all those kind of questions you guys get, and you can answer them. What number should they call to reach you?
We'll certainly answer any question that you may have. The number is 985-781-7811.
All right. Hope to see you down there sometime either today or next week at the lodge. Take care, and thanks for the report, as always.
Sounds good, Don. Hope to see you soon.
All right. Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana.